It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. You know, all the marijuana that we see now with the marijuana cards and all on television, you see that a lot in the news reports, reading about it. Well, there's a new government survey saying now that more teens are smoking pot than they are cigarettes. So we've been trying to get them off the cigarettes. Now they're switching over to marijuana. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported Thursday that 23% of high school students said they recently smoked marijuana, while 18% said they had smoked cigarettes. The survey asked teens about a variety of risky behaviors, and for decades, the number of teens who smoke has been on the decline, but marijuana use has fluctuated and recently rose. I wonder why. At times, pot and cigarette smoking were about the same level. But last year marked the first time marijuana use was considerably greater. An earlier survey by the University of Michigan also found that pot smoking was higher. A Michigan expert said teens today apparently see marijuana as less dangerous than cigarettes. Interesting, though. And it's interesting to watch how our kids react to what goes on in the media and with what gets legalized and what we tend to tolerate. So it'll be interesting to see in the future how this goes, because I just think it's, I wish we could eliminate that altogether. And until we make some greater stands, I believe, as a society, I don't think that's going to change. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Our quote for the day comes from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. And that is true. Have no passion for what you do. Don't get excited. No one else will either. I can assure you of that. Joan, we're going to kick it off with you. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Acey. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
There's been a last couple of years I've pretty much thought I was crazy. I started smoking, I think, when I was about 8 years old. And
wow.
Up until 2003, I was smoking 2 or 3 packs a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Back in October of 2003, I took a drug. I don't know if I can say it on the air or not. But I took a drug, and it lets you smoke for a week, and then it makes it so you're sick and you don't smoke anymore. And the drug worked. I quit smoking. But shortly after that, I started having this sense of smoke. I seemed to smell smoke outside, in the house, wherever I was smelling smoke continually. It didn't bother my taste. It was just I smelled smoke continually. And I would tell my family, I'm smelling smoke. I said, my house is going to catch on fire some night, and I'm not even going to know it because I smell it all the time. And shortly after that, then I started losing my sense of taste. Now, I just turned 56 this past Monday. So, and I'm really nervous, and I want to apologize for that. But
it's okay.
What I'm about to tell you makes me cry when I think about it. Back in 2010,
right,
then, I developed skin cancer.
Okay.
And they was on the back of my leg, behind my knee. And I went to the hospital, had it taken off.
Have you been to see a doctor yet?
No, because I was hoping it would pass, but it's continually getting worse. I stay dizzy, sick at my stomach, and it is very, very strong. It wakes me up out of a sound sleep. I use perfume. I've even gotten some better, put Vicks Vapor Rub in my nose, you know, to try. And it is making me see. I can't eat. I can't sleep. because of this smell. And like right now, I have it very, very bad. I have no taste. I can't taste anything. I can't smell anything but that smell. And that's been about 2 weeks.
Do you drink, do you have well water where you live?
I have city water.
City water, okay. A lot of times if you have a buildup of copper in the body, and it, sometimes it can get rid of the, because copper is the opposite of zinc, and when you have a zinc deficiency in the body, it can cause you to lose your taste. And so by building up zinc levels, that can help kind of replenish that. Now, when you lost your when your smell and all that began to change, did you get sick at all? Like, did you have a really bad cold or a virus that lasted maybe a couple of weeks? Did you ever remember going through something like that that correlated?
No, the only thing that happened, it was shortly, just a few weeks after I stopped smoking. It started, and my friends would say, you know, it's got something to do. And my husband even thought that it was because I was wanting to smoke. But it went on for a couple of years. And it would come and go. And when it was strong, it was like a fire. It wasn't just smelling smoke. It was fire, a real blazing, hot, smoky fire. And I had gotten rid of it. I thought, well, I've worked myself out of it, and I'm fine. Then when I went through this cancer on the leg, like I said, I didn't have to have chemo. I had the staff, and I had to use a wound bag and all of that stuff. It went away. I hadn't had it since of 2010. And then here about 2 weeks ago, this started. And when I take in a breath, it burns the back of my nose. It burns my throat. It's like you're in a room and you've gotten a hold of a gas. You know what I'm saying? How it would tickle your nose and burn. That's exactly what it is. And it's making me, I stay sick at my stomach.
Here's number one. I would definitely go to your family doctor and have them take a look, okay? Let them do some blood work. I think that would be wise just to see if there's anything going on inside. And there's several tests that they can run, all right? The other thing is that it can be involving is, of course, the olfactory nerve, which controls our sense of smell. It's one of the cranial nerves. There are cranial techniques that osteopathic physicians can do. That's a DO. Some chiropractic physicians can do that as well. Well trained in that, can do a good job. And sometimes there might be an issue within the nervous system that could be causing some of this. Because remember, the olfactory nerve is a big key to your sense of smell. And so if it's not working that well for whatever reason, maybe there's an issue in the area. I mean, they can evaluate that and take a look at that. But you want to get that checked out. And again, it sounds like it might be a cranial nerve issue. So I would go to the doctor and start going down the path of letting them look at it, maybe getting to a specialist, let them look a little bit deeper and do some testing. But it can be nutritional related. It could be structural related, meaning that there could be something simple going on that can be corrected. But I know it's challenging. I know it's scary. And I know that you're in a place where you want to be normal and have everything working great. And I understand that. I'm glad you quit smoking. That's a big victory. It really is. But it could be just something very simple that the physician can help you with. And I think it'd be smart to go see them. I mean, I've got ideas, but I think it'd be wise to get the blood work and all that done and some of the other testing so they can see. And you might need to go see a neurologist, too, if it's having to do with the cranial nerve. But keep me posted. But the big thing is, don't worry. I know they're going to find an answer.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
The lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email, and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And don't forget our wellness provider network, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. So if you're wanting to know about nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, all this wellness-based care, then you can go online, getwellproviders.com. Check it out. Kyle in Beaumont, Texas. What's better for losing weight, running or walking? Kyle, the number one, I guess, item or move that you can make toward your health would be changing your diet. It really is. So just so you know that, I'm going to answer this question, but first and foremost, 80% minimum of you getting to the desired weight that you're looking for is what you put in your body food-wise every single day. It comes down to portion. It comes down to quality of the foods that you're putting in, the right ratios, and you really need someone to walk you through that. My book does some of that and does it very well, but it's always good to have a coach or a provider that can walk you through that too. Okay. Now, running or walking for losing weight. For exercise, it just depends. I mean, I like a couple things. I like mixing it up. I think walking is great, but I also think running is great. Short burst of exercise has been proven to be as effective as longer term forms of exercise. So they're both beneficial. They shorter term, like when you run or run sprints or run stairs, raises growth hormone levels and testosterone levels. So it can make a big difference in the way that you feel and also in your overall body mass index. So that can play a big role. So I say my answer to that is mix it up, because you always want to keep your body guessing. The more you do that, the more really effect you're going to have on your body overall. It's going to make a big difference. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to Brandon. Hi, Brandon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking the call there.
Sure.
I was going to ask, I was on, might as well say, methadone for like 6 years. Went to rehab, didn't work too well, and now I've been taking Suboxone for a while. What would be the best method to actually get off anything like that?
Well, do you not have a doctor that's working with you on that?
Well, you might as well say yeah and no.
What do you mean?
Well, I do go to the doctor and get the medicine, but don't get enough of it, I guess you can say.
Okay, I got it. So, you want to try to do this on your own?
It's got to be done one way or another, yes, sir.
Hmm. Can you not go to the doctor, though, and just have them walk you through it? Do you not feel comfortable?
Not really. I mean, I've tried it. It's just horrible. There's got to be a better way.
There's not. And I wish I could tell you that, but there's not. It's brutal. And that's why it's really good to have a doctor that can, I mean, even if you got to go meet with them weekly, whatever you got to do. It's not easy, man. I mean, the withdrawals and everything and the pain that goes along with it is really tough. So has anyone recommended anything to you yet and you just didn't like the idea of what they told you?
To get to what you would say, lower dose and, you know, just take this or what's hard to explain, say 2-3 strips a day and then, you know, try to work a month on just half a strip a day. I don't know, I guess it's hard to explain unless you're actually...
It's not hard to explain. You taper down is the way you do it. But that's why you need a doctor to have you do it. You need to have a doctor do that with you. Listen, man, you'll find, if you will look, I would go visit with three doctors, okay? Pick three doctors that do not work in the same group. Totally different doctors. And I would go meet with them, have a consultation, pay for the office visit, and sit down with them and tell them where you are and what you want to do, okay? Tell them what your goals are. Tell them how you want to do it. And let them all tell you what they, you know, what their thoughts are. That's going to be your best bet, because you definitely don't want to do it on your own. You definitely don't want to just have me give you or mention some kind of schedule to you and you just go for it. You need to have someone that you can walk with, because you just never know what's going to happen, how the body's going to react. and you need someone hands-on there with you to really be able to kind of go to that next level. What made you get on this? Is it recreational or what?
What was it?
When, what was the reason that you got on the methadone?
Well, it started out with OCs, you know, and then went to that, and that didn't work too well at all. And then stopped the methadone for a while, went through heck, and then read up on some Suboxone or whatnot, and supposedly it was supposed to be a lot better and easier to get off of, and come to figure out it's about the same.
It is, but I mean, ultimately, I mean, you get off of this. Do you have a strong desire to do that? Because you know it's going to be tough. I mean, you got to have a made up mind that you want to do this, not just kind of.
Yes, sir. I understand.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you've got your mind made up, I would get somebody to coach you through it. And I would meet, again, with three different doctors, different clinics, and see if they give you the same response or not. You'll find one that will have the compassion and that will have the desire to be able to help you do that. And that's what you want. You know, you want someone that can really walk you through that, because there's no silver bullet, and there's no, oh, take these three things along the way and it'll kind of soften the blow a little bit. That's just not going to happen. You got to walk through it. It's not going to be fun. But when you get on the other side, obviously you'll get your life back, and nothing will be controlling you anymore, if you know what I mean. And that's what I want to see for you. It's just, I've known many people that have gone through this, and I've never seen an easy case, just like a breeze. It's tough. But again, you know, it seems like it's easy to get on, but it's tough to get off. But when you do, you'll get your life back, and you'll see. Just find a doctor that will work with you. That's my biggest piece of advice to you. Okay? 888-283-7272. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicine.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
HealthCoachRadio.com. All lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Go online, GetWellRadio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make you part of the show. And yeah, you may want to ask a question, not just for you, but maybe it's for a family member, a loved one, someone that's dealing with something, and you want to give them an answer. Nothing more powerful than giving an answer to someone in need, looking for help with their health. That's the greatest wealth, don't forget. Let's go to Larissa. Hi, Larissa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. My husband's been practicing a vegetarian diet for about the last 4 years, and he eats eggs and cheese and things like that, so he's not a vegan, but he does substitute with soy, and I've just read a lot of things that say that soy is not necessarily a great thing, and I was just wondering your take on that.
Definitely not. Without a shadow of a doubt. Soy, what it can do is it raises estrogen, which, as you know, is the female hormone, and lowers testosterone. So it does the opposite in a male of what we're wanting it to do. So it actually can turn a guy into a girly man really fast. I think fish is extremely important. And just the nutrients that we get from fish really is second to none. And when you're looking at, all the vegetables and all that go along with that are great. But the grains, I think, are too much. Vegetarians eat too much of. And I think you got to be careful with that. Fats are usually pretty good. So the nuts and the seeds and the almonds and the avocados and all that are usually really good. But, yeah, I mean, I just lay off the soy. If he's going to do any other kind of, milk products or anything, consider, coconut milk, unsweetened, of course. Goat's milk is always good. those are your two top choices for that. But all the soy patties and veggie burgers and all that kind of stuff, throw it in the garbage can. I'm serious. Because it just has too much of an effect on the body in a negative way. And my gosh, as men, we do everything we can to maximize our testosterone levels, and the soy just takes it the other way. So those are the things I would look into, okay? Because, again, soy products are too easy to avoid. And if you could start doing the fish, I think that would be good. But eggs are great. Rice protein in there, I'll tell you that from like a protein powder, pea protein is really good. So they actually make a protein powder made from peas. And you can find that. It actually tastes really good. They have different flavors. But the actual protein structure itself is really good. So people are dealing with vegetarianism in there, and they really want to go that direction. The pea protein is a great substitute. So I would definitely choose that over, without a doubt, over soy. But I would just steer clear a little bit on that side, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Harrison. Hi, Harrison.
Hello. How are you?
I'm living well. How can I help, sir?
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
I called. I have I was diagnosed with Meniere's syndrome several years ago. And since then, I have noticed that, I guess this is kind of a self-diagnosis, I've experienced something that some people have called disembarkation syndrome. And
okay. The
local doctors that I've spoken with know very little about it and essentially say, well, there's nothing you can do about that. Just hope that it goes away. My symptoms are such that if I'm on a moving object, not a car as much as a boat or an airplane, at the end of the travel bit, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or 3 or 4 hours, when I disembark, that movement or motion I continue to feel. And it used to occur for maybe 12 hours. Now it lasts up to 2 weeks or more.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what have the physicians told you at this point?
They essentially said there's no treatment for that syndrome.
Technically, that's the case. There are some things that can be done. Elderberry has been known to be helpful. So it's, of course, an herbal supplement. And also, if you've never been to someone that does manipulation on the spine, especially in the upper cervical area, Dio's are really good at it. It's an osteopathic physician. Comes from more of a medical perspective. Chiropractic physicians are good, too. They're well-trained. That's kind of what they do. And you get somebody that really, really knows what they're doing, good at their craft, that can help out quite a bit. The axis, which is the second cervical vertebra, and the atlas, those two, okay? The brainstem sits down in those two bones, and preferably more in the atlas. And if there is an issue at all in the brainstem, sometimes it can trigger some of those symptoms with Meniere's. So you might want to have just an evaluation done and see what can be done with one of those type doctors and just kind of have them take a look at it. I think you would be pleasantly surprised at what can happen because, yeah, I mean, technically in medicine, there is no quote-unquote treatment. So a lot of times they just say you got to suck it up, which doesn't really bode very well. I wouldn't want to hear that. I'm too proactive in my life with everything I do, so I would have to be doing something and be a part of something or doing something that's moving forward. So you might want to get a consultation with either one of those folks, and I think you might be pleasantly surprised at what you would find, especially in regards of treatment, okay? But keep me posted how that goes. I definitely want to hear about it. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. There's been a dramatic rise in the U.S. troop suicides. Suicides among U.S. troops have averaged nearly one a day so far for this year, the highest rate since the nation went to war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Pentagon statistics show that 154 suicides among active duty troops in the first 155 days of 2012 are about 50% more than the number of U.S. troops killed in action in Afghanistan over the same period. Suicides in U.S. military leveled off in 2010 and 2011, and the dramatic increase so far this year has surprised some officials. The 154 suicides by active duty troops as of June 3rd is 18% higher than during the same period last year. And the suicide toll so far for this year is about up 25% from 2010 and is 16% higher than in 2009, which had the highest yearly total of suicides. It is tough, and I just have so much respect for the folks fighting for us over there, and I just can't imagine, you know, going through something like that, how it would drive you to the point of suicide. And it just to see that and hear about that, for me, breaks my heart. I just can't stand to see it. Children's vaccines, they're saying now, have been stored at wrong temperature. So if you're vaccinating your kid, make sure to ask and make sure that things have been stored properly. Many providers of immunizations for low-income children store vaccines at improper temperatures, which could make them ineffective. That's what ABC News reported. And a team of the Department of Health and Human Services Office at the Inspector General checked offices of 45 providers in five states who provided free immunizations under the federal government's Vaccines for Children program. The investigators found that 76% of the providers stored the vaccines at temperatures that were either too hot or too cold, and 13% of the providers stored expired vaccines with non-expired vaccines, so they're kind of mixed in together. Improper storage could reduce the effectiveness of the vaccines and put children at risk of contracting serious diseases. Nationwide, about 44,000 offices and clinics participate in the Vaccines for Children program. So make sure to check in with your provider, your doctor that you're seeing, to make sure everything's all right and been stored properly. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Scotty. Hi, Scotty.
Hey.
How can I help?
Well, I was hoping to maybe find some truth in following a proper diet for my husband. He had the C. diff infection. We're 12 days out of the hospital, but the GI doctor said also that we could be dealing with more than one thing, like two, possibly the having gotten over the C. diff infection, now ulcerative colitis, or even possibly Crohn's colitis. He said he would have to follow him and follow a pattern to know for sure. But they sent us home with a diet to follow that just kind of totally goes against my nature. I've always been a fresh, abundant vegetable kind of cooking person. I either stir fry or blanch them and remove the water and let them just kind of steep a little bit in the heat so that you're having fresh vegetables. And we never eat more than meat portions three times a week. And so this diet that we're sent home with is, you know, six or more servings of white breads and pastas a day and only maybe two servings of vegetables. And then you're not supposed to eat any fresh vegetables. You're only supposed to eat canned and, you know, desserts like you want, and just the anti-inflammatory foods, like what you discuss in Empowering Your Health, is what I'm accustomed, the lifestyle I'm accustomed to eating, and I feel like I'm killing my husband by following.
Well, if he's dealing with that, and he's coming off of C. diff or dealing with C. diff, I mean, you've got a bacterial frenzy that's going on in his digestive tract. So putting the good bacteria back in, the probiotics are going to be really important. I would meet with a registered dietitian and get a second opinion and find one in your area and go get a full kind of profile. Not that you want to go against your doctor, but I'm just saying that dietitians typically have a real good grasp on coming up with game plans for that. But make sure you talk about probiotics, because when you're going through any type of treatment for C. diff, you also want to make sure that you keep the probiotics high, critical. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicine.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity, The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Check out the show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Welcome back to the show. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Jonathan, we're going to you. How can I help?
Yeah, man, I am 29 years old, and for the past maybe 5 years, I have had chronic pain in my upper back, my wrist, ankles, appendages, you know, fingers. And I've been to probably 4 neurologists. I went to actually one of the country-renowned spinal doctor, had MRIs, CAT scans, all of the above. And, you know, nobody can find the cause of the pain that I'm having. I'm on, you know, so I take Cymbalta. You know, that maybe a little bit of help with the pain. Okay. For the past 4 or 5 years, I've taken probably 600-300 milligrams Neurontin, and now it's got to where I take anywhere from 3 to 5, you know, Lorazep 7.5. And I don't want to be on any of this medication. And every physician I go to, some say it may be fibromyalgia. Some say nobody really can give me a definite clue to what's going on. It's like the mystery problem that I'm having. But it's chronic pain. Like last night I woke up at 3 a.m. in chronic pain in my joints and, you know, my upper back.
You have a hard time sleeping all the time if it wasn't for the pain?
No, I really don't. Like, I go to sleep. I can go to sleep very fast, and usually I sleep all throughout the night. And usually it's when I wake up in the morning. It's like, you know, I'm 29, and when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I'm, you know, like I'm an old man because I have to, you know, my feet are so sore. It feels like if I was the Tin Man in the Wizard of Oz, I would need oil to oil
myself,
start to move.
What does your diet look like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Actually, I do not eat breakfast. You know, usually I get up, go to work. You know, lunch is usually, I usually eat like fruit, a salad, maybe some chicken. Dinner, you know, I eat pretty healthy. And I mean, I'm a healthy person. No drugs, no alcohol.
You skip breakfast, which is a big, big deal.
Yeah.
And so you wake up with high levels of cortisol. Let me explain this to you. You wake up, when you fast all night because you're sleeping, okay, cortisol goes through the roof. So you got high amounts of cortisol, you wake up in the morning. You drink coffee?
Yeah, I drink about 3 cups of coffee a day.
Okay, that's beautiful. Just remember this, every time you drink a cup of coffee and you deal with chronic pain at any level, it's like throwing gasoline on a fire. That's what coffee is. So you wake up in the morning, you don't eat breakfast, and your cortisol is already elevated. One cup of coffee elevates cortisol for 7 hours after you drink it. So your cortisol levels are just in an uproar all day long, nonstop. And with 3 cups of coffee, I mean, you're just going to compound that problem. So when you eat foods in the morning, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, like if you had 3 eggs in the morning, cooked in coconut oil or butter, and you had some berries or some good, you know, a couple of oranges, that would actually shut down or begin to blunt the cortisol levels. And then have a snack in between that, small snack, maybe a handful of almonds and another piece of fruit, or maybe something quick like a protein shake, and then lunch, have some meat or fish and vegetables, some healthy fats. Another snack in the mid-afternoon, dinner, meat, vegetables, fish, vegetables, whatever. And that would be a balanced day, even though, you know, that's eating 5 times a day. Smaller meals, but it makes a big difference. Let me tell you why. If you don't get the nutrition that you need, then the body can't produce hormones that it needs to produce. It can't produce brain chemistry that it needs to produce. For example, We know for a fact in medicine that when serotonin levels get low, which is why you're taking Cymbalta, and which is why you're taking some of the medications that you're taking, because even though it can affect pain, it can also affect serotonin. They kind of go hand in hand. And so we know when serotonin levels go down, pain goes up in the body. The big fibromyalgia diagnosis is heavily linked to low serotonin. Low serotonin will also keep you from sleeping through the night. You can go to sleep like it's no big deal at all, but you wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning. And so serotonin typically can be the root cause of why you're dealing with something like that. Have you gone through anything in the last, 5 years or so that's been pretty tough emotionally? I mean, just kind of from a personal level?
Yeah, it's like you almost want to give up because nobody exactly knows what's going on with you.
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, have you gone through something, meaning a divorce or loss of a loved one? I mean, have you gone through anything significant emotionally in the last 5 years?
In the past 3 years, gone through a spouse, heavy alcoholism and drug addiction.
Okay. And so I guess that relationship is no longer, right?
Actually, it is. They're sober. They're about a year sober now. I stuck with it through it with them, and
it was kind of just
it was hard. It was really tough, definitely emotionally, and I agree. Like stress played a huge part of it. But now, like I'm truly now for the past year, truly stress free, happy person all the time.
Okay. Just know that the reason I'm asking or kind of going through that with you is when you go through a tough time like that with someone, like a spouse or whatever, and you walk through that, it really, really takes a toll on your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is like a computer, and we really can't control it that much. It does things to the body we don't even know. It's kind of like there's our conscious mind where we can put on our happy face and we can make it all okay, but there's that subconscious part that really we can't control. That could have lowered your serotonin levels. There's a lot in my book I talk about raising serotonin. There's a lot of foods that can raise it. There's supplementation that can raise serotonin. The medicine manages, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. You always want to stick with that. But you have to come up with a good game plan long term to build those levels back up, because it's kind of like now you're living in the aftermath, even though you're doing okay, of what happened over the last 3 years. And believe it or not, the mind plays a bigger role over the body than just about anything else. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.